And this week's parasha is Vayechi. Starts off with the parasha that first Yaakov told Yosef to swear to him that he would pick me up to Israel to bury me. And then he says afterwards, Yaakov, to bring over Yosef, his children, to give them the brachas to the may Yosef the mouth of burial. Then there is the brachas Yaakov. So the meaning in some yeshivas, also especially in the Beis Yaakovs, is that the children, they have to memorize brachas Yaakov. They tell them in fifth grade around that, memorize brachas Yaakov. And other pashas also have to memorize sometimes Shir Estevaro, Az Yashir, Hazinu, different things. It's brought down in the Moriah in Kislev Toshim and Aleph. The one time a Chacham Echad, his daughter, came home and says he has to memorize Shir Estevaro, and he said it's Asa to do that, and now will memorize it, and he did not let her do it. What's the Isser? The Gemara that said, Dvom Shabiksav I Ato Shay Loim Balpeh. Things that are by heart, things that are Dvom Shabiksav, Torah Shabiksav, you're not allowed to learn by heart. Not say by heart. And therefore, he asked his daughter from saying it. So Shaila is basically, what is the gather? What is the heter? How can we, the yeshivas, tell the children to memorize things? We even us, we say a Malach HaGol every night. L'chol Malach HaGol is a passing in the Torah. And I assume, we usually say it by heart if we say it. So what is the heter? L'chol is, Dvom Shabiksav. What? Oh, if you say Masita, although some people do say it by heart, are some. So, Shema. So what is that? What does it get? What is the reason? Let me close out the cover and open, say Shema, and do it again. But why? What's the card? So the Gemara in Gittin, Samachon Beis, and the Gemara in Tumor, Yudalim Beis, the Gemara says, Minzam Tu Pesukim and Kisisa, it says in the Pasuk, Ksav Lachas Devar Me'ela, you should write these words, and then later on in the Pasuk it says, Ki Alpi Hadvar Me'ela, these words are Alpeh. So it's there, the Pasuk says, Ksav Lachas, and the Pasuk says Alpi. La'olah, the Gemara answers, Devar Alpeh, I Atav Roshay Lo'imer B'Ksav, come and tell you things that are Torah Shalpeh, you are not allowed to write, and vice versa also, Shabiksav, I Atav Roshay Lo'imer Alpeh. Things that are written, you can't say Valpeh. So the Maisa, things that are Valpeh we do write. The Gemara goes on saying, because Eis Lassus Hashem, it's Mutal Oikar Eis Achas from the Torah, then we get the whole entire Torah. And if we do write, now Gemara Mishnayis, even though Torah Shabalpeh. However, the other way around, Torah Shabiksav, L'chor is no head of Eis Lassus Hashem, and you are not allowed to say Valpeh. Is this a deraisa of the Rabbanon? The Pasha of the Gemara, the Dachim Sukkim, is a deraisa. And even more, the Gemara in Gittin, Adach, Samachon Beis, when it brings it down, it's Machlokes of Yochanan and of Elazar. If Roi Torah, if Torah Shabaksav, or Roi Torah, if Torah Shabalpeh, explains Rashi, what's the Machlokes? If things that came from Joshua, Sirgi Mulmidas, Hekesh, Gzeir Sarah, Gzeir Shava, is that Torah Shabaksav, or is that Torah Shabalpeh? If Yochanan holds Roi Torah, Torah Shabalpeh, and therefore it has a din of Torah Shabalpeh, and the world holds all your Gemalmidas have a din of Torah Shabaksav. What's the Nafkamino? So the Primogodim is first thing, and this psychically starts off saying a whole bunch of different Nafkaminas. Ayin Shom. What's the Machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan says, how do you know all Jerushas are Torah Shabalpeh? He says in the Pasuk of Alpi Dvarim Ha'ilam. Alpi Dvarim Ha'ilam, that's where you know Torah Shabalpeh. But the Gemara, that's called Rabbi Yochanan, of Laza, what does he do with it? The Gemara says, come and tell me the din of Dvarim Shabaksav, Iyat Torah Shail Un Balpeh. The Gemara is asking, what to do with the Joshua? Sounds like it's a real chi of deraisa. Pasha, it's a deraisa to say, Dvom Shabaksav Balpeh. It's brought down the Chredim, it's a deraisa perikyud. The Shittim HaKabetz in Tur says, the Chassam Sofer says also in Gittin, Memhe Omen Beis, that when you read from a Torah that's incorrect, even though it creates a Torah's Drabonon, however, even, you're even it's a deraisa, Dvom Shabaksav, Iyatoim Balpeh. It's a deraisa, that's the Pashtas. There are others, there are Ayim. It says that the Isser of Bosh Mekzav is only an Isser Rabbanon. Because you see, love a Heterim, and who is no more for the Makar for the Heterim, must be its Isser Rabbanon. What is the din if something is, if that is Machlokes, if something is Rabbanon or Deraiso? Let's say something is Machlokes, Rabbanon or Deraiso. What gather does it have? What clouds does it have? Like a Sophic. But some Deraiso is Lachumma, some Rabbanon or Kula. Let's say something is a Sophic, if it's Rabbanon or if it's Deraiso. Like this case, Machlokes the Paiskim, if it's Rabbanon or Deraiso, what is it? So the Beis Yosef brings down a Tshuvas Haran, Yerodea Simen Reis Chav Ches, and the Taz, Yerodea Simen Shin Mem Beis, both say that anything that you suffer if it's Rabbanon or Deraiso has a klal of a Deraiso. The klal is Deraiso. Therefore over here, Lahu Advam Shabak Tzav has a klal of a Deraiso. And therefore, any Safik, even with Sufik, what the law is, you have to be Mahmur and Safik don't ask for Khumra. Even if you want to say this to Rabbanon, this Mashur, Bay, or Gimel Ahmed Bayes, it says, every Rabbanon that Safik Rabbanon Kula is Dakir if there's no Smachta. If there's a Smachta from a Pasuk, if there's a Makar from a Pasuk, even though it's a Smachta from Alma, still the din is at the cloud of a Deraisa. He's talking about Muksa over there. He's saying every Safik Muksa, even though you're not sure if it's Muksa or not, you have to be Mahmur because it's Smachta from Kula. That's how the Primogodim Gdal Alocha, that on Shabbos, let's say you're going out with clothing, you're not sure if you have mux inside, but you have to check your pockets. Who is Sabbath Gdal Kula? You want to check your pockets. He said, no, you have to check, because it's Smachta Kula. Mux, we have a Pasuk, Bahoya Biyoy Mishishi Vichinoi, it's not Smachta the Pasuk. Therefore, you have to check your pockets. Besides, for other reasons, of double Epshla Brue, but you have to check your pockets out. Every Sabbath that is Smachta on the Pasuk is being Machla as Dindaraisa. Therefore, this Din Bavash Bixab either has Dindaraisa Bavish, or if even Pasufik still has dinner rice either after smachta or that's a call and something to have on the rice is dinner with the rice. Now what's the heteria basically? It says in Timurah and Taisvis, Mtoimar Hechi Kavrinon Mizmoim Alpeh. How could we say Psukit Zimma Balpeh? How could we say Halab Balpeh, Tilim Balpeh? The Chura should be also. Taisvis Kasha. Yishloimar the Ein Mahafid Rak Mashikosu Mechumish. We're only Mahafid on things that are said Mechumish. That means in that, the Bima and Ksuvim, there is no Issur. Why? Because if the Pasuk says, the Kosh of Lachor is Tavor Me'elah, that's going to Chumash. Mash Enkein, when we say Halal, or we say Psuk de Zimlo Dal Lukas, that's Tehillim, and there is no Issur. That's Taisus first Teretz. Well, a lot of this Teretz, come on over, we should have argued with Rishonim, and Yuma, Tav Ayinam, and Allah, Tais Rishonim, Tais Rosh, the Ritva, all Isk, but Halal, Psuk de Zimlo, don't give this Teretz. The Mishabura also, Simlem Teretz, Tavkon Gimel, Tavkon Vav is Hakita Yitilim Balpeh, and doesn't give this Teretz. So the Paiskim Bukhur argued, Taisus about the Tamakil obeys also, but there is Bukhur no Heter, this Taisus Teretz is Das Yachid, and there is no Heter for the Vim Aksuvim, and Yerachim say, don't turn the Vim Aksuvim Balpeh. That's Taisus first Teretz, which Bukhur is Das Yachid. The second Teretz is, he still goes on asking even further, Omun Kosher, Eichi Kamina Vayesh Hashem Bayim Ahu, Vyik, the Kriyas Shema, might as Yoshi we say by heart, and Kriyas Shema, like you said before, we say by heart. What does the Heter say by heart? So their place to give a different Teretz, the Yishloimar, the Ein Lahakvid Elo Medova Shemoitzi Acher Yidei Chavosai. This whole din of, you can't say Dvar Malpeh, it's only things that when you're coming to be Moitzi somebody else. Big Heter, everything you want to say Balpeh. When you're coming to be Moitzi somebody else, then you can't say Balpeh. The Shita is also, Shita's place to Rosh, and Tosi Shonim and Yumot Afayim. It's also the Re'im and Simon Reis HaMaches. And the Torah brings down Lalotha from his father Rosh and Simon Em Tes. That's among the Rishonim, the Achonim also, the Chachma Shloimo and Simon Em Tes. And the Goyin also says that's the Ikka. The Ikka Lalotha is things you're not being made to other people. You're last say Balpeh. The only thing that's also is being made to others. Who is the big heter across the board? The only thing that's really negated to us, as the Goyin, if you hold like the Goyin, is Kiddush and Shabbos, who are Friday night. And Shabbos morning, you say Kiddush, you say by Chulu at night, you say Shama B'Zachar in the morning. Chulu, what's the heter? Chulu, Dvom Shemiktav. You can't say about that. So Vishloimo. So Vishloimo during the day, that the Mishabura Reis Pei test says the Ik is only Boy Pei Gachem. And there's no real Chil Shama B'Zachar, it's a Minik Ba'almo. So fine, it's the offer you to others. Shemir Shabbos says in Perik, but also, there's only, it's in the Ba'almo, but there's not Ma'akim, just here Boy Pei Gachem, and that's the whole mitzvah. So we'll get benching. But this is what about at night? Because at night you have a chiv say by chulu, and you're being mighty others. And even more than that, this ma'akim, that means if you can't say by chulu, and you only say by piagofen and the bracha, so Mishabur says you have to say during the suda, you have a chiv to get up on a kais and say by chulu again. He said you don't have to drink it. But you have to say by chulon a koyis. The chiyuv is also yom shabbos akatshay. Even though we say it twice during davening, and then we yotze the chiyuv zocher by davening, but still we have a chiyuv that one of masakin or for the women and the children in the house who never even heard at all. The chiyuv deraisa to hear by chul. The chiyuv mamash deraisa. What does the head to say about per? The zok shmir shabbos in perik hamzayin. Shmir shabbos in perik hamzayin sif lamed aleph. They nechanami v'roy shem by chul b'teichas seder. Says you should say the Siddur. Why? You can't say Balpeh. Before the Baruch or during, you can pick up your eyes, but you have to read it from the Siddur. So Maisi only says Roy. Why? Because we know from Shlomo Zalman, he wants to mechalik this whole letter that this Isser, they can be Yitzah others, that's only when being Moitzi the Rabbim. Moshe Kriyas HaTorah, Mechila, there's a Tzibur being Yitzah with you, but Yechidim being Yitzah with you, he wants to say, Erech HaNabi can say Baal Peh, and the Shmei Shabbos himself, he says, he argues Menole. What do you know this chilik from? There's no Mekar for it. And therefore he says, you should say it inside. There's a Sefer, Sitzei Shoshanim, it's more than 400 pages, on the Halacha, it's Vom Shemekhtav. In Shulchan Aruch, it's one Sif, it's two lines, Mishavu is 8 lines, he has 400 pages.
400?
Yeah. This is a very interesting Sefer. Ma'am Chaim is Kos Al Kosa. So he got a big sound that Rabbi Yashiv, he's very makbid on Vaikulu, to say Bifnim in the Siddur, also this reason, the Vom Shemekhtav, Mamash, he's makbid, that he had to say for this reason, even though the Shbir Shabbat has Roy, and he's makbid, he's very makbid, he has said inside. However, he has a letter from Chaim Knievsky that he said he himself was not makbid, and the Chazanish and the Stipe were not makbid. So you have to go ask. There is a strike to tell, you have to know what the heter is not to be makbid. Luchu, again, if you've been yoyt to others, Luchu is a chiv to say bifnim, and a person who is a roi should say bifnim. But that's the maisa, one shito, alacha is a great shito, like Tosfos, that Vom Shemekhtav is also only being moitzi others. There's a second shita, the Mechaba shita. The Mechaba is Simon Memtes. He's quoting the Mordechai. He says, "Apol gav the kaimelon dvom shubekzav iyato shayim obim al peh." Even though we hold halacha, we can't say dvom shubekzav al peh. Kol dovah shuragul v'shogav v'fi. Anything that a person knows by heart, it's ruggul in his piv, is mutter. Kigoyin kriyishma v'chas koyinim pashas atomid v'kiyetz v'em mutter. Those three things are mutter because ruggul v'shogav v'fiv. Mishavu explains, doesn't mean it's only ruggle in his piv. Has to be ruggle in everyone's piv. L'moshe, everyone has bar mitzvah passion, everyone knows it by heart. But l'chura, it has to be ruggle in everyone's mouth. It's only ruggle in your mouth. You can't say the psukim by heart. Mishavu also explains, and it says, Kriyishma, Berech, Koinim, Pashas, Atomah, three things, means even a fourth thing, psuki, the zimra. That's the Mechabashita. Anything that's ruggle with piv, you'll say by heart. That's the Chai Odom Paskins. So basically, every time you have to check, if people ruggle with piv, l'chura, this will be a heter for Vayichulu. If you're like the Mechaber, L'chur the Goyin, and others don't like the Mechaber, they won't be had to pour by Yehud.
Why is saying it comes to the Mishnah
itself? Well, what else?
As opposed
to where
it's actually written.
It's written in the Siddur. So there is a Shita Sam and others that want to say that it has to be adapted from a Ksav Meshuas and has to be in Sefer Torah. Oh, but Allah will place him, don't bring it down. As long as it's the Ksav written down, that's good enough. There's a lot of such shitas, and if not me. And when I say we don't do it because Islas Hashem, we cannot have everything on parchment, and we have a head for Islasas. Over Lalop again, the place of Shulchan don't bring it down at all. I think it's a Kolba shita also, but these are Dasa Kitan. So this is the shitas of Mechaber. A third shita is the Magen Avraham shita that Mishabura brings down in Sivkar and Vav. Says Yesh Lizor Shloi Loima Shum Dova Bal Peh, which we machmer and not say anything Bal Peh. Ki Amashin this could publish Shulchan Aruch. The only thing you must say Bal Peh are four things and that's it. Pesuk Dezimur Kriyashma Berchus Koinim and Tomid. Nothing else you must say by heart. Why? Because there come a shitas among the Koinim. They started to bring down a list of shitas. And if we not say anything by heart, come on everything. That means we want come on all of Davin can't say by anything in the Gesh Davin can't say by heart. Not all, except Pesuk Dezimur Kriyashma, but other things you can't say by heart. It's awesome. Vaychulu also can't say bahat. However, the Mishnah Berurah, his shita, lalacha, he paskins, like the Magen Avraham, that you can't say anything bahat, except for four things. And he's moisif two other cases you can also. He says, what else? He says, he brings down the Chavetz Yor, he's mutl, leima, kol sefer tehillim, you can say tehillim by heart, bal peh, why? Kimen shuhu la'orach rachmei Hashem, havelik a tefillah. Since it's being or rachmei Hashem, and it's a din of tefillah, it's not like Torah. Once like tefillah, you're doing a bakasha kodesh baruch hu, you have a rachmei from Hashem, or shvach leidol to Hashem. The evil is a din of tefillah and not Torah, and you last say it by heart. But it says she is the little smach alav only with the tzir for the goyim levosh shita. They not being moitzi others. Not stopping and say it. Moshe vaychulu could be a din of tefillah, but still it has to be dafka the tzir for the shita that you not being moitzi others. So again, the Mishavur holds that you either can say the things the Mechaber says or tefillah when not being moitzi others. And the third heter he has in Sukkot Gimel, when they're giving a shia b'rabin, and to bring a chumash every time, it's kosher loy lechapitz b'chol shah b'chumash, even if they call that tzibur, ef shi yishlacha. When you're giving a shia b'rabin, to tell people p'sukim, and you have to dash nips, it's hard to find all the time, therefore ef shi yishlacha. That's Mr. Bushito. So, let's go halacha to all the cases that we have every day. First thing, we wake up in the morning, first thing you say is Birchas HaTorah before you put on the tefillin, because you have to say Varastach, it's a pasuk. So you say Birchas HaTorah, you say Varachah Hashem Yishmerecha. That's what Forsh Mechabi allowed to say, and Mishabu will pass it that way. Birchas Koinim is mutter, because everyone knows it by heart, and it's mutter. Afterwards you go, you put on your tefillin, and you say Varastach. You'll have to say Varastach. You'll have to say Varastach with Olam, it's a pasuk, I think, in Tehillim. Betroth me forever to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I think everyone says it by heart. What's the heter? According to the Maggid, you won't be able to say it by heart. However, look at the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Inyan Tefillah, it's by Kodesh from Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yiskim to Varastach Lila Olam, according to Mishnah Berurah, and if not, you would be allowed to, not like the Maggid, to say it by heart.
Mishnah
Berurah, the Maggid says,
same way
that it was the Birth of Kodesh. That's not the Ged of the Maggid, whatever says the Mechaber, nothing more. Not that the Ged of the Mechaber sheet is whatever the struggle with the infinite struggle. Maggid Vomit sheet is not. Whatever it says is Zeru. Kriyashma, Birkas Koinen, Tomid, and Sugazimah, that's it. That's how Shulchan Aruch Rav also paskins. The Lechor after Tefillin, the Mishabur and Simcha Chofei brings down that we have to say the Pasha is a minig, Yishnoigim, Bach says you have to say Pasha of a Kadishli Kobokor, or Vahiki of Yacho. So Lechor Yilah say Balpeh. Lechor, that's no Indian Tefillin, no Shaykh Tefillin. The only reason you're saying is Al Tatoira, and it has to be what it says in your Pasha Tefillin. And Lechor Yilah say Balpeh, even if you're the Mishnah Brewer, it's in the Indian Tatoira, you can't say it by heart. The Baron David told me yesterday, he got the Machbin Mo'i to say Bifnim, because it's Tvom Shemiksav, he had to Lushai Lo Balpeh. Baron David told me, he said, Halacha, what's the answer? He told me about, he says it by heart. Fine, after you film, you go to Shul, on the way to Shul, Mishnah Brewer, Tim and Vav says, what do you have to say? When the Chotzer basically came now for Rogesh, when you enter, you say, Vani Brev Chazdecho. Those are two psalms in Tehillim. So what does that say by heart? So before, these things are in the tefillah by Koshish, basically Kim Nath Rogish, the Chapurah, the Nibiru Chazakah is in the tefillah. And the Baron David told me, you can see Yashav every morning when he walks in, he says these words, he's mumbling the Nibiru Chazakah, and when he walks in, he says, for heart, not from the Siddur, from the Chud, in the tefillah, and tefillah can say Baal Peh, and there's no problem, if it's, again, you're not being used to others, their Achrayas, their Chiyuv. Afterwards, Pesuk de Zimro, and Kriyashma, of course, there's no problem, because it's a portion of Mechabit's motor, according to Mishnah Berurah. Then you have Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei, there's one pasuk at the end, Yilu Ratzon, that's Bakosh, and Bakosh, not being mighty others as mutter. However, before Yilu Ratzon, people have a minig to say their name in a pasuk. Marshal, if you have a name, say Yisrael, start off with a Yud, end off with a Lamed, so you get a pasuk which starts off with a Yud, end off with a Lamed, like Yimin Hashem, or El Varechem, or you have Eliezer, the Alpha Reish, you say El Varechem. So, if you have a pasuk that you say at the end of your name, which is brought down in the Shmir for Loshim, in Chelpei, the Parashis, they should say Azamim Pasuk before Yilu Ratzon. So this Pasuk, before you, is a Torah or Tefillah. If you say a Pasuk that's not a Bakasha, that's not a Tefillah to Hashem, before you now say by heart, you should pick a Pasuk that happens to also be a Bakasha from Hashem. Because if it's not a Bakasha, it's not a Tefillah, it's just a Pasuk for Alma, you now say by heart, before you'd have to walk around all the time with a Pasuk written down on a piece of paper and have it inside your sitting. Afterwards, after the davening of Halal, this the Lechor is a tefillah, you say Balpeh, and before should be Allah, but Allah says, in the mirror, Halal can be makel. However, he still says, Dafkim rogel lefi hetiv, shlo yovi litos, boy, why, ki bekal yovi litos, famiris, lo lonu, le kapidukul, flamen hei, lo yosi de Halal, vegam rechosi yil vatolo. Even though, min adin, atbon, shubiksav, you say Halal by heart. However, you should not say it by heart, unless you know very well, because maybe you'll say the bracha of Atala, or you won't be yotze halal, because you said the wrong words incorrectly. Therefore, you should be machmed, even though halal you last say by heart, when I didn't, you should still say it inside. After halal, you have kriyas haTorah. The problem with kriyas haTorah is that you say v'zayis haTorah, asher sal moisha, pasuk, and also you say Torah Shem Tamima. Torah Shem Tamima, you say it's a tefillah. V'zayis, is not a tefillah, just saying a statement. And I'm not sure what the heter is to say about that. No, the Pita Mishnah Brewer. That's even worse. No, I have to know. We'll get if they did it the whole pasuk or not. But you have to know, you last say the pasuk was always, but have to say about that or not. Since they should shout them, he blabs Sarkin according to the Mishnah Brewer, before you should be able to. You should not be allowed to. You should lie. Even though in Shulchan Aruch it says you have to look at the Ksav, and then look down and sit and say it. Then Levad does say it by heart. Maybe the same look on the Gain Shita. But before the Mishnah Brewer, the Zoysa Torah, you should be able to say it to the Ksav. At the end of davening, we say Tehillim, and again, that's before Shalach, it's mutter out, because tefillahs are rachmin, and not being moitzi others, last say tefillah by heart. That's the tefillah of Mishnah Berurah Shita. There's, however, a fifth Shita Lalacha, the Rav HaShulchan, he says that since there are so many Shitas and Gedarim, what the get of Torah Shav Ksav is, he brings down a list of them. He says, first, some say not moitzi others. Some say it's only a mitzvah in a mufa, Yolafi Machma, Toshvi Shonim, and Yolafi Yumach. Some say Dafka Torah, some say Dafka Rogu Bathiv, some say that Ben Yonah says if it's a Chiv, then you'll say Balpeh, but it's a Shus, now say Balpeh. The advice is Faket. If it's a Chiv, it's all say Balpeh, and so Shus, you'll say Balpeh. So Mamash Yev Mikosa, then the Rambam doesn't bring the Lacha down at all. He says maybe I'll say Slasis. So we have Kama Shitas, they associate each other, the Lahepach, Rambam doesn't bring it down, so if the Rambam doesn't bring it down, no big deal. There's always someone you can be samech on, at least a couple of them at one time. And you know, ain't lachos kol kach. He said, don't be choshes kol kach. Don't be choshes, don't check that right, chulu, other things. We're not machmir, don't be choshes. So lalacha, there are five shitas, that among, besides the Rishonim, there are a lot of shitas, but lalacha, there are five shitas. The first, the goyim, being moitzi others. There's the mechaber shita, chayodim, as we shogu b'fiv. You have Magal Rav Shita, that's at least four things of Krishma, Berks Koin, and Pashtom, and nothing else. Then you have Mishabura, these four things of Oid, Tvila, and Barabim, Shir Barabim. Then you have Rav Hashulchan Shita, everything is Mutter. What about women? The women have the same din as men. Lachor, why not? The fact that the girls memorize more things in school, Lachor, they should have the same din. Now, some will want to say that women have no Chiv of this din of Dvam Shabak Sav. Why? Because it's a din of Liman HaTorah. The Ram, the Ritva, and the Ban says that Isser of Dvom Shemek Sav. The reason is the Tam is because since we're Darish, sometimes Aswinus and the Chseirus for Yiseirus and the Kriya the Ksiv, we dash the Torah differently. Therefore, if you don't have the Ksav in front of you, you won't learn it correctly, you won't understand it correctly. So therefore, since it didn't limit Torah, therefore women are part of limit Torah. However, this Tam is incorrect. For three reasons. First of all, we don't dodge time in the Quran. L'chumah sometimes we do, but l'kula filler we don't dodge time in the Quran. Pasukim like Shimon Allah can be good, we're not dodge time in the Quran. Second is that there are other reasons what the time is. Besides the Ran Rit for the Ramban, the Uraim says the reason is that the reason why Torah Shem Sab is also to say about Pah, because if so, people will be lazy to write it, they won't want to write it, and then after a while we won't have any swarm anymore, and we'll Islam would be lazy, we'll have Sfarim, we need Sfarim, but people don't know it. The Tosfos says another reason, because maybe you make a mistake, so there are other reasons. Why is some consumption Shalom's reason, not the other reason? Void, the fact that you say that women have no Chiv, Limud HaTorah, it's not true. Women, it's brought down in the Sim Zayin, the Mechaber, women make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So Bishloimo, the end of Sim Mem Zayin. So Bishloimo, according to the Ramah, who holds that women make a bracha on anything that's not negated, and Lulav Shaifer, why? Because even though they're not Mechayiv in it, but still they can make a bracha, it's very good. But the Mechaber holds that women can make a bracha on Lulav and Shofar. How can they make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah? So the Bialacha brings down two Tirutzim in the Beis Yosef. One Tirutz he says, women have a Chiv to say Kavanas in the morning. Women have a Chiv Pashas HaTalmid. So, the women might have a Chiv, the people God in the Tanis, they all say women have a Chiv Talmid. Women, the Maisa, don't say Talmid, for whatever reason they want to say, either because it says Bnei Yisrael, or Bnei Yisrael, or because it's a mitzvah that says my grandmother the carbon talmid. However, us, certainly I'm sure everyone here says talmid every morning, it's a chiyuv mamish. But that's why the women have a chiyuv birchas Torah. Or he says another reason, because women have a chiyuv to learn Torah, negate the lachas that is negated to them. They have to learn Torah negate to them, like the Beis Levi says, Ben Asim Nishma and Chumash and his Akdomo to Chuvis. That women do have a chiyuv limud Torah. They have no chiyuv to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah. They have a chiyuv to learn Torah to know their lachas. So they have a chiyuv to learn Torah to know their lachas. Therefore, they also have to know the queen except the chaserus and the yaserus. They also have to know it. It's negated to them. Chul alocha, the noshim have the same din that they cannot memorize, they cannot say Torah Shabbat Sam Bapeh. Same thing as men. Maisa, what about chinuch? Is there a head of a chinuch? So there's a tshuva in the Tzitzel Yezer that the Manal in the Chadera wrote a letter to Tzitzel Yezer in the Yisrael. Maisa, we teach our children all the things by heart. Lafidah Mishnah Berurah, l'chua, there is no head to. You have no head to teach the Berks Yaakov anything by heart. What is the head to? So Tzitzli, as it says, La Locha, he says, Avadik Bisonach on the Goyin, that there's no problem, and the Chashulchan, and he says, No, Mishnah Berurah, but Maisa, the Minig Olam see Mekel, and we go after the Minig Olam, and the kid go against the Minig. And the Bible, you can go teach your children to learn it by heart. But all he says is Eis Lasos, they gain out of it. That's what Sicily has our answers, and other places also. There's an Indian of Eis Lasos, and also we're saying about the Goins for Chinuch. Personally, I don't understand why we were saying about the Goins for Chinuch, Maisa, Mishnah Berurah is Machmer, and I don't see what we gain out of memorizing Berachas Yaakov. I personally don't. Azinu. I hear people still calling it. I hear it all the time. What they mean, they don't know what it means. I think it's more important to teach and learn what it means. Memorize the teach at least. But the words, I don't know what they gain out of it. I don't see the Eslasis also. I'll say Eslasis. Memorize Tehillim. That's more to coin to Mishnah Berurah. Go memorize Tehillim. My 4-year-old will tell you 10 Kedilah by heart. He can't read, but he knows it by heart. That's Eslasis that I can hear. But why Dafka Berachas Yaakov and Azinu? I don't know why Dafka these things are memorized. However, if you, let's say your kid comes home from school and they told him to memorize whatever it is, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Bey says, even though Alokha is not like the going, he says to be machmur, I will ain't a moichel lachem, don't make a macha, why we should be yes poiskim harbe to serve in the Isra Dafka Moitzi Lebezel Achem, it brings the going in the bush. Since our poiskim will hold the Dafka Moitzi Achem, you should not make a macha, meaning you should not go call up the school and make a macha against them. And Echlami, they can teach you that you don't have to make a machal, and that's what Mishnah Berurah does say. He says, you yourself should be machal, but don't make a machal.
What about your own kid?
So, the theme is deity, it's not kedai to teach your children, they should challenge the parent, the teachers, and that, like my father always told me, that the parent teachers are always right, and you have to learn that they are the ones in control and in charge. And if you start telling your children, you don't have to listen to your teachers, what they say is it's chesaron and chinuch itself, and that still is nichol together eis lasos. The children should learn that whatever the parents, whatever the teachers say is correct. That's nichol together eis lasos, and this chur no worse than not making a macha. And they should do their achrais and the chiv and their homework.
You don't
want to make a halacha. What? Again, Mishmur says don't make a macha.
Say you want to make a
halacha
for himself. That's not making a
macha. Not making a macha. Himself not, but his kids. Don't
make a macha.
This kid, I think it's kedai enough that they should learn that the teachers, what they say goes, they have to listen. It's not worth making my phone ace classes. My personal opinion, but a lot of you should go is your local Orthodox rabbi. Young children, a 4-year-old, he is nifl ace classes, he can call you psukim of date tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. But most of his tefillah anyway, it's either Tehillim or Tehillim Lana Moshe, Tehillim Tamil, or those of psukim. And those are Tehillim anyway, or they should be, even though he doesn't understand them, but eventually it'll help be a Tehillim, but who are by young, small children, certainly sniffing the get of Eis Lasos. Now,
singing songs.
Singing songs. That's not a plastic. As far as I know.
I can quote you many other episodes about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm good. No worries.
I'm so good.
Did you say anything with any
other
time you saw that?
I'm so good, I didn't even look.
I'm
talking
about
separate singing
of
Shir.
Just
say it by
heart.
Say it by heart, again, feed the goin, if you want me to stand up from the goin. And you don't have to make him a fun. Oh, but yeah, you never saw a freed with his Gemara when he does Tanya? It's understanding, yeah. Yeah, of course, you can say about that. He has a standard in his Gemara and he says it. I'm not sure, Alex. It's me, I'm not sure. I didn't look. Alex, what about when you speak to a chaver? Can you say a posik? Well, let's take a marshal. The item is about Bachem. Chesem Bey is moving down a posik with a little bit of olive. I last say those words straight to your chaver. Of course, part of a posik. So first, how much of a posik can you say by heart? How much? Is it two words, one word? Is it a whole posik? So the Rambam, in the Tefillah, in Perek Yibayis, Lachachas, says you can't read Kriyas HaTorah Baal Peh, Afilu Teva Achas, even one word, Zakeh Kesem Mishnah, why? It's Baal Mishnah B'Ksav, Yet HaRashay Lehem Baal Peh. That's the reason Kesem Mishnah, people go and explain the Rambam, even one word, or one ice, is Aser to say Baal Peh. She's the Rambam. However, the Magen Avraham, in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, Sifkan Dalet, he says that this Indian Baal Mishnah B'Ksav, that's Aser, is not one word, not Teva Achas. If the word itself has no mashmois, has no meaning, if it has mashmois b'fnei atzmoi, then it's aser. Not a whole pasuk. But if the words have a mashmois b'fnei atzmoi, it doesn't give a mashal, but if the words have a mashmois b'fnei atzmoi, then it's aser. So, v'hu b'v'olav, who are those words who have mashmois b'fnei atzmoi? So I'm not sure what the get of a mashmosh with nachmad vobavala means that the Shah became a mord to his father. That's a complete statement. Because that's a complete statement, the Lakur should be us to say about that. So you can say Yichavus of Lakur, or you can say Bavala, the Pasuk Bavala, but not the whole thing. The Beis Halevi in Zakdama to his Chumas, he says, last time the Gemara says Pesukim incorrectly. He says, the Moshul, Nothan Ketzer V'Kamla, it's said incorrectly. Why? Because they used to say it Bapeh, and say Bapeh, they used to couldn't say it correctly, because the Vom Shem Sam Yishalim Bapeh, therefore they said it incorrectly, so you can say it Bapeh. What? Which mistake? You're saying I'm wrong. If you give a drasha to Shia, so get Meshavus and Gilad, you dash in the Pasuk. But stop, they would say the Pasuk and say this means nothing has come like, or any other Pasuk that they made a mistake in, that just to remind something or remember something, not a come to dash it, but they know what it means. They said incorrectly because Vom Shem Ksav, you can't say about that. Or to say Vuhu, or to say Vuhu. If it's Mashmosh, but they ask me, Vuhu, we also let's smoke a Vom Shito, Chayotim also. Eli Rabba, Shita, Masa, Shekel, they all say that one Pasuk is not also. It's only if it's Mashvois, if they ask me.
If I take a Pasuk and use it for a statement?
As a Melitza.
Let's say somebody would ask you where is so-and-so, and you say, Hashem or Alfie or anything.
So, I very bad, so he brings down a lot of Pasuk from Homata. I remember the law when he came out, since the Shoshana, but he brings down Machlokit and Pasuk, and he's saying it as a Melitz Balmoy, it means it's a joke, then Erech Anami. You're saying it's a joke, Yeshla, it could be a smutter, because you don't mean to say the Pasuk. It just says, it's a melitza b'alma, just a way of getting... The same thing, that you're not saying it out to Torah, you're saying it out to get your fact across, your information across. Kisei Bechus Yaakov Bahar to Malach HaGol, Ukul Malach HaGol is a Kuna Mishavua, is a Makosho, and Ukul is the last day by heart because it's not against others. Bechus Yaakov, in the schools they are Makel, either the same as the Goyin, and you don't have to make Machor, and Ukul is your children also do it. But the last day by heart, not the Machor, the Gemara in Gittin, Samach HaBeis, and Tmur Yudalim Beis. If it's the Reis, the Abonim is Machor, the Poiskim, but the Gedim, certainly the Gedim, the Reiso, what the halacha is in the among the Achorim, the five shitas of halacha, either you have the Goyin shita that the Mishavua says not to make a machor against, that that can be Moitza Achorim, Tosfos shita, that's all times also, but Stam Seh Balpeh is mutter. You have the Magen Avraham shita that everything is also except Kriya Shema Berachas Hakohanim, Parshas HaTalmid, and Pesukei Dezimra. You have the Mishavua shita that says those four things plus tefillah and being giving a Shia Barabbas is mutter. You have the Machaber Shita, which is the Chai Odom, that anything is Shogah, the Piv is Mutter. Then you have a Shogah Shita, which could be the Olam Semechon. Do whatever you want. No Yechosh Kokach. Myself, Nosh, Mechon Nosh, which have the same dinner as men, should be no difference. As Chinuch, they want to make off Eis Lassus, or because Semechon Negroa. Mechor, again, what the Gedra is, the Pasuk, Machaber, Mechor is even what, according to the Rambam, should be even one word. According to the Mogad Avram, he's quoting Maral in First Sol, Perek, Samach Zayin. Any mashmoish b'fnei atzmoi is also. You have to only get a mashmoish b'fnei atzmoi. One time, I was going to Kamaris with Yeshiva Boss, and a choshiva bocher, and I said, I think everyone here knows who he is. He went, and so I was saying, fill the derech, the mic for everyone. In between, somehow he switched to Asher Yotzar, and he ended up saying, Rochat Hashem, Rechit Kobosom of Mila Asher. Very choshiva guy, Eloy, I know the guy, I'm sure he knew what he was derech by heart. But I said, he made a mistake. Posh made a mistake, it was a big busha. What?
Nobody thought.
They went afterwards. What happened? But in the middle, I was hearing it, I was listening, and like those words, I know the words, but they're not still there. I couldn't figure it. He switched the middle, a very posh of a guy, everyone here knows. And evil, posh, he mixed it up. Nice to see the archons, even that still we must say Tbilis Derek by heart. However, there are certain times we see Gedolim, the very Machmer, they say Birch Samozin, they say Bifnim. They say the Asher Yotzar, the Yeshiva, the Asher Yotzar signs all around. Why it's special for guys to say Bifnim? So Lekor, even the things I'm meant to say by heart. However, Avada is nothing. It's better to daven from a siddur. The Mishavua brings it down. Lalach also on Simon and Gimel to Kol Beizayin. It's better. He says nothing was foul from a siddur. He says if you have more kavana, then Chalami don't daven from a siddur. And Simon Tzadik Gimel to Kol Beiz. However, of course, if you have any more, after even an equal kavana, you should daven from a siddur. You won't end up making mistakes. You won't have any busha, and especially for Rabbah Mafsa. Amos Hatsiba sometimes put on Allah Abada, and he says, Achad, put on Meshavu Achad, and still we have to have a sitter. And we should work on trying to say things bifnim, even if it's not that halacha, but even want to say like Av Shulchan. And that, we should say the words correctly and understand the words correctly. Yeah.